Next Friday, September 30th, will be the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, or Orange Shirt Day, where Canada remembers the impact that the Canadian residential school system had on Indigenous children. And this year, the Woodland Cultural Centre in Brantford is offering programming for the day and the days leading up to the 30th as well. And here to talk to me about that programming is Janice Montour, Executive Director for the Woodland Cultural Centre. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this afternoon, Janice.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start by asking if you could give a little more detail about the programs Woodland Cultural Centre will be running up to Orange Shirt Day, and basically just what you guys got going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So as everyone knows, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, also known as Orange Shirt Day, is September 30th. We will be hosting a very private survivors-only event on the day of September 30th. And I believe we're also doing a couple virtual tours that day as well for some schools. But other than that, most of, you know, the last 3 weeks and leading up to September 30th, we are doing a lot of programming virtually for elementary and middle and high school students throughout the month of September, which really, you know, we want every child to honor Indigenous children who are sent away to residential schools in Canada and to learn more about the history of these schools. So that's really sort of our main goal, is just educating and raising awareness.
And so are these programs like strictly for the schools and different organizations, or can anybody participate in these?
Yeah, so we do have a special education program where we take students from different grade levels. So we have a special kindergarten program, which looks at the Thanksgiving address virtual workshop, where students can learn about Haudenosaunee culture and specifically the Thanksgiving address and how we all gather and bring all our minds together to give thanks. And that's really through a discussion on the importance of gratitude. And we also do another really new program this year for grade kindergarten about the importance of apples and Orange Shirt Day. So some may or may not know that there was an apple orchard here on the site of the former Mohawk Institute Residential School, and really talking about the importance those apples had to the students, the children who came to the residential school. And then, of course, the virtual tour of the former Mohawk Institute Residential School, where we take participants through a guided tour to see the history of the residential school over 142 years and taking them through the different rooms in the residential school. And so they can really get a sense, although we're closed right now for construction, they really get a sense of what the place looks like, and to hear testimonials by 5 survivors. And these are all education-based, but also open to organizations and businesses. And our virtual tour is also held for the public the 28th and 29th at 6 p.m. And they can just sign up through our website.
And that is, that's $10 to get the virtual tour?
Yes, absolutely.
And just talking, getting back to the schools programs, what kind of feedback have you been able to get from students or teachers, and just some of the takeaways that people can get out of these programs?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just having specifically the younger ages, where it's not, you know, watching the virtual tour is a little hard. It's, you know, more for grade 6 and 7 and upwards. And same with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission workshop. They're very high level, sort of you're looking at more of a intermediate high school level. But the new ones of the importance of apples and Orange Shirt Day and the Thanksgiving address are really great for elementary, like especially the primary grades. And that's something we're really happy to offer, because we don't want them to not feel able to participate in Orange Shirt Day programming. So this was, you know, really great feedback we're getting from teachers about, yes, thank you for offering primary workshops for the younger grades.
And you talked about the private survivor ceremony that will be happening on the 30th. Are there any other events that you guys will be involved with on Orange Shirt Day?
No, primarily our biggest event will be working with the survivors, just sort of helping them with their event themselves on the grounds. So we will be closed to the general public on the 30th and 1st, just to allow them to have the time to spend together. They haven't been able to gather like many of us for the last 2 years, so it's really important that they spend time together to reconnect and share about their you know, their time at the residential school. So we are asking all public to just be respectful of that and not to come to our site, as it is a private survivors event. There are some other events going on in and around, you know, the community that are recognizing September 30th. I definitely encourage people to reach out to them. I believe there's an event being hosted by Brent Native Housing and Brisk at Mohawk Park on the evening of September 30th.
And can you talk about why Orange Shirt Day is such an important day and why education surrounding it is so important as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it has always been sort of recognized in Indigenous communities for a number of years now about understanding why, you know, what was the importance of Orange Shirts, like about Phyllis Webstad's story, about her going to school, you know, to residential school for the first time wearing this beautiful orange, you know, shirt that her, you know, family had specifically arranged for her to wear that day, and then it was taken away immediately. And we really want children specifically to understand the history of it, but also to raise awareness and continue to raise awareness about the history of the residential schools and what it was like to be a child who went to one of these schools, and to continue that discussion and dialogue around, okay, what now are the next steps? What can we do to help support survivors and their families, but also Indigenous communities in wanting to acknowledge specifically those children who didn't make it home?
And you touched on raising awareness there. I don't know if it's considered a holiday, but like it's a very important day, and it's grown since it was first established in 2013. And then last year it was recognized countrywide. How do you think it can continue to grow into a bigger and widespread event to continue to educate Canadians about the residential school system and just the impacts it had on Indigenous people?
Yeah, I think just having it more broader in a lot more different ways to be spread in sort of in generally in communities, but also in non-Indigenous communities. I think we're starting to see a little bit more of it coming to the forefront. I know I specifically saw part of it, you know, yesterday I was, you know, just doing errands after work, and I could hear it over the speakers in a number of the stores saying, just a reminder that we are looking towards September 30th as a day to recognize and acknowledge the Truth and Reconciliation in residential school history. So we were starting to hear a little bit more of it in more broader settings than just in Indigenous organizations or Indigenous communities, which I think is really, really important. And we're also seeing a lot of people, you know, even in non-Indigenous communities, you know, developing events in collaboration or by themselves, but doing fundraisers or different sort of events where, you know, 100% of the proceeds are going to Indigenous causes related to the residential schools or school survivors. So I think more and more people are looking at ways to how to volunteer, how to get involved. And I think really acknowledging that day is really, really important. And also sharing that history. And a lot of people are taking part. We've had, you know, full virtual tours all month of number of organizations and businesses who are working with their own, you know, colleagues to learn more about this history. So we're definitely seeing more and more people wanting to learn.
And just lastly, before I get you out of here, are schools still able to sign up for these programs that you guys are running?
I think we're pretty close to being full for next week, but definitely, you know, there might be an opening or a last-minute cancellation. I encourage people to reach out to Woodland Cultural Center. You can email tours@woodlandculturalcenter.ca and make an inquiry whether or not we do have any space available. But yeah, I mean, some of these programs we run specifically for the month of September, but the virtual tour, for example, we offer all year round so people can learn, just not in September, they can learn all year. And that's what we also encourage people to continue to learn, not just for September 30th, but to acknowledge and continue to learn every day of the year.
All right, Janice, thank you again for doing this. Orange Shirt Day is a heavy day for a lot of people, and it's an important day too. So thank you for all the work you and Woodland Cultural Center do for it, and looking forward to seeing some of the events going on leading up to the 30th.
Thank you so much for having me.